This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
And welcome to hour number two here on Rush to Reason. I am Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with Luke Cashman. Are you having fun, Luke?
I'm having a great time.
Okay, and Tanner Coleman, are you keeping up?
I'm keeping up.
Well, you should. You're young. You're in your prime.
Allegedly.
I mean, do you realize that I am older than you two combined?
Really? Yeah, 10 years probably.
Yeah, by about 10 years. Well, no, that's
didn't
okay.
Didn't mean to be rude, but...
No. You can do the Biden walk with me, help me around here, you know.
You saw I tripped again.
Yeah. And he wasn't tripping on anything. There was nothing there. That scared me, and it looked ugly. Did you see that, Luke?
I did. I saw the full video, yeah.
Oi.
He took a big stumble.
He said he got sandbagged, so...
I got nothing. But, hey... We did a Spider-Man movie, so I thought it would be a good idea. We've done superhero movies too recently, so instead we'd do teen movies.
Yeah.
Now, teen movies are a really interesting genre. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a lot of genres in teen movies.
You right. do. And you do.
Yeah, you know, romance, comedy, horror, action, adventure. I mean, you kind of got the whole kit and caboodle in there.
What would you say sets teen movies apart? I would say it's that there's basically no rules.
No rules, huh?
Yeah, you can kind of do it any way you want. You can make the movie any way. You can get as crazy as you want with the movie and just be out there. It's edgier.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Tanner? I mean, would you say teen movies are edgier?
Definitely some, but more like PG, but some very much like cross that, you know, adulthood, puberty line, drugs, alcohol. So there's a lot that goes into some of these movies.
A lot of coming of age stuff, you know,
right.
that transitional period of figuring out who you are and what you do. And
would you say that teen movies really specialize in rebellion?
Yeah, I'd say it's a big part of it.
I would say so too. And I was not a rebellious teen.
Really? I find that very surprising.
I wasn't at all. No. I mean, I was the good little leftist atheist.
Oh.
I know. So here I was. I was a leftist atheist young person. And still, I was celibate. I didn't... I was celibate by command of half the human race. Okay? I couldn't get a date, in other words. And I wasn't attracted to the other half of the human race.
Well, have you tried showering?
What?
Have you tried showering?
What?
You're very smelly.
Oh, is that what it is?
No,
I know it's a small
about
room in here. That's kind of funny. I shower constantly. I'm one of these clean freaks.
Too much. His skin is basically transparent.
Yes, it is. Rub. Yes. Yeah, I was one of these very good kids. Really a good young kid.
Maybe that's why you couldn't get a date.
I think so.
Yeah, I can't say the same.
Well, that's right. I mean, have you noticed that young girls like the bad boy?
Mm-hmm.
They do. Tanner, is that why you've had like millions of young girls?
I was quite the troublemaker.
Were you really?
I mean,
you come off like an accountant.
Once sophomore year of high school came around, me and my friends were
you
tearing it up.
Were you an angry accountant?
Oh, definitely.
Did you
back
lead
then.
Like a biker gang of accountants and you were out there in trouble?
More like a bunch of goofballs who had no real course of action, just kind of doing whatever we wanted
to. Came in with a leather jacket that said Control Alt Delete on the back.
I got my cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve. Yeah, I was ready.
You were pretty wild.
I mean, yeah, I would say so. I've grown up a little bit. I still am a little.
Did the babes dig it?
Yeah, unfortunately,
they did.
Gave me way too much confidence.
No.
I mean, until I met my wife, no women threw themselves at me maddeningly. She does. I mean,
there
no,
you go.
No self-control at all.
It's really because you've gaslit her into believing that you're... No, never mind.
That's okay. You know, but I pay her $20 every time she pretends to like me. It's really great.
Very lucrative for her.
She's doing well, yes. How about you, Luke?
Me? I was kind of middle of the road. I was pretty straight edge in terms of going through high school. You know, no drugs, no alcohol. Kind of stayed away from a lot of that stuff due to, you know, my exposure to people doing it and it being bad. But it's not like we were a group of, you know, rosary praying angels. We were kind of roaming around town and doing whatever, you know, high schoolers do, I guess. It's causing trouble.
Yeah, but did you get in gang fights with Tanner?
Did I get in gang fights with Tanner? No. A good friend of mine did get into a fight with two full-grown men at the age of 15 and beat both of them into the dirt. It was awesome.
You got to be kidding me.
It was cool. We were walking to like a 7-Eleven, and, you know, we were young and in high school, maybe 15, 16 years old, and these two dudes step out of a truck, and they, you know, they start trying to pick a fight with a bunch of high schoolers. So my friend, Cody, goes, okay, we'll fight about it. Throws both of them into the dirt, beats them down, puts one into a submission, and we carry on our way. We go get some Slurpees. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How big was he?
The adult or
no,
Cody?
No, your friend.
Cody. Very muscular. Okay. Very short, though, like 5'5", maybe. Yeah.
Was he a wrestler?
Wow.
No wrestler. He was just, you know, lived in a bad part of town. So you had to know how to fight.
He'd already been through the ringer.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got to figure it out here. The girls like those guys, the bad boys, because the girls are feeling, you know, suppressed by their parents.
I mean, he got more girls than I ever did.
Did he really?
Yeah. Pulled him in.
Oh, well, I failed when it came to girls. I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified.
Cooties.
Still am, but now I'm married. Now I'm married to one. I'm more terrified.
I'm more terrified now. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Because you can get called. I mean, anything can happen nowadays. They can call you whatever.
Well, there's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared to even like at some points even bring anything up because it's like, oh, like obviously, like where I work, some people just like can't even handle that.
Just do this. Tell all the girls where you work how hot they are. Okay, just, you know, and spend a lot of time and tell them you've noticed them a lot.
Speed run to HR.
Yeah, then you can run to HR. That way you'll lose your job. Just get it over with. It'll take away all the fear. You'll be unemployed. But what do you think?
Right, if you force the worst to happen to yourself.
Right, sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we jump in? Let's just do one round, then we'll go to break.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, I'm gonna start with one of the classic, and I'm going back way old school. Got to do a little music here. And because one of the real classic teen movies of all time is Grease.
Ah, yeah.
Yep. It is. And it was wonderful when Grease came out. And it's a good thing I'm doing it today because John hates John Travolta.
Aw.
Okay.
Yeah.
And John also hates musicals. And this was John Travolta in a musical.
Because John Travolta dressed up as a woman in Hairspray? Is that why?
Yeah, sure. That's probably it. I have no idea. I'm not sure why. I think when he was a young boy, John Rush was beaten up by a big gang of guys who all looked like John Travolta. And I mean, what were the odds of that even happening?
But it explains so much.
It explains a lot. Okay. There were a lot of great songs in Grease, but this was one of the musical numbers, Summer Nights, that I thought is one of the great musical numbers in movie history. Here we go.
Took a bowl.
Okay, anyway.
Classic.
Classic. Mm-hmm. What a great song. And it wasn't just a great song. It was a great scene. It was so well performed. I loved it. Did you guys like Grease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember liking it when I watched it.
I always liked it, yeah.
It was totally cool. Okay, Luke, you're up next.
Well, you did a review on Spider-Man. And
yes, I did.
Can't talk about teen movie without talking about my favorite Spider-Man, which is the first one with Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 1.
That was so good, and it was so fresh.
It's So good.
Was that the Green Goblin one?
Yes.
Yeah,
the one
I love
Willem
that one.
Dafoe's The Green Goblin. I think as much as the other Spider-Man movies really, you know, they get like the quips and the jokes and, you know, the goofy Peter Parker vibe down, which I very much enjoy. This Spider-Man did a very good job of showing Peter Parker as just like some kid who's just trying his best. I mean, really like down on his luck, is not popular at school. And it's like, man, that it hit home.
I don't think anybody has ever nailed Spider-Man like Tobey Maguire. He was perfect.
He's was my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine 100%. Too. Yeah. Tanner, you're next.
All right, this is an old one. From 1955, James Dean and Dennis Hopper, Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh!
I've never seen it.
See, and here you were worried about, you know, us taking your list. You're killing mine already.
I feel like these lists are going to go quickly because everyone has, like,
we got
the 20
of the same
favorite movies.
Oh, that was just Rebel
that was a good
Without
one.
A Cause. That's probably the most famous teen movie of its era.
I've never seen it. What is it?
No, well, go ahead, James Dean.
It's been a while. I mean, I'm going to have to look it up. I can't say anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, all I remember is, you know, he was on the motorcycle and he was just, you know, out there. I don't really remember it more. I remember it more as just a feeling than the plot line.
Right. It hits that emotional tone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back and we will start reeling some off. American National Insurance. Are you still shopping for insurance online? Try talking to a real person like Paul Leuenberger. He'll walk you through your needs and show you how to get the best coverage at great rates. Call Paul at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Botanical Rush, when you look at all the companies being boycotted, you'd want to do the same with a lot of skincare companies, but not Botanical Rush. Myra Mesko, she's a patriot who's been developing clean, healthy skincare products for 20 years. Rush to Reason listeners get a 25% discount with promo code JOHN25. So call 833-BUY-RUSH, that's 833-BUY-RUSH, or find Botanical Rush at rushtoreason.com.
We know you are tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myra Mesko is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years' experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com, code JOHN25.
You're tired of being rushed into everything these days, especially financial decisions. Retirement shouldn't be something you plan while you're in line for coffee. It takes careful consideration. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial takes time with you. He gets to know you and walks in your shoes to ensure you have the most comprehensive personal plan possible. Al will learn everything he can about you, your goals, and where you've been. He will also print all of your policy and account paperwork on actual paper. Al believes that retirement planning and life insurance are things that should be taken seriously, not scanned quickly and signed. and he knows the process, so he'll be able to keep you on track and away from pitfalls and bad ideas. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So contact Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Luke Cashman, Tanner Coleman. Are you guys ready for some more teen movies?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you can't go any further without getting to, I believe, the funniest teen movie I've ever seen, and that is Not Another Teen Movie. It is disgusting. There's virtually nothing off it I can play, but... Well, it's just, it's true. There isn't, but it's hilarious. And here's a scene really quick where the girl who supposedly was not that pretty, of course she was a knockout, has been dressed up to look beautiful, and she gets to walk down the stairs in slow motion to where everybody can see her in her sexy dress. Here you go.
Congratulations, you just got your first slow motion entrance.
She's falling through the stairs. No, a piano, chairs, everything's falling on her.
I'm okay.
Jane?
That's awesome.
Come on out of there, honey. Quit farting around.
Oh. Not another teen movie, folks. If you can handle your sensibilities be insulted just a little bit, you have to watch Not Another Teen Movie. That's I'm awesome. Telling you, it is hilarious.
Is this the one with Chris Evans?
Yes. Okay. It's when Chris Evans is really young.
Yes.
Was funny in this.
The only thing I've seen from this movie are the clips you've played, and I've loved every single one of them.
I know. Yes. Yeah, so, well, and they're the ones that we can't put on here. I can't play them, so I'll show them to Luke.
And they're hilarious. They're so funny.
Exactly. Luke, you're up next.
Oh, let's go back into the olden days, which will make me seem very young and everyone else seem very old, with a very iconic teen movie, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, classic. What a cast.
I didn't watch that movie until relatively recently, 5 or 6 years ago. It holds up pretty well. Like, it's just a good character drama.
And you know what? A lot of the old movies, even old teen movies, when you watch them today, by today's standards, they move slowly. And you're thinking, man, come on, pick it up. Not that one.
No, it goes.
It goes.
It speaks to a lot of the same issues that are going on today. Not a whole lot's changed.
I know, and the acting, of course, is
phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
All right. Well done. Tanner, you're next.
Classic Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yes.
I've also never seen that one.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
It's worth seeing. Boy, did it have a cast.
Yeah.
I mean, just loaded with stars. I can't remember who they are, Tanner. You can look it up. But Dazed and Confused was loaded with stars and just a blast. And do you have it?
1 second.
Okay. Faster. Come on.
Matthew McConaughey, Ben Affleck.
Oh, wow.
keep going.
Jason London, Parker Posey, Wiley Wiggins.
You get some big names.
Joey Lauren Adams, Mila Jovovich.
Come on, come on! Resident Evil, Mila Jovovich?
I don't think I know her. You know her. If you take a look at
her. Am I the only one who knows Mila Jovovich?
I know Mila.
Adam Goldberg's in it.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, tell you what. We've seen enough of us. Let's talk to someone else. John from Cheyenne. John, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Andy. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Now, you don't seem like a teen movie watcher to me, are you?
Oh, I go way back on those.
Ah.
I still watch them today if they're on. I got a question for you, Andy, though, before I go to my couple of movies.
You do it.
So you were saying that back in high school, you couldn't have got a date in a woman's prison if you had a handful of pardons. Is that what you're saying?
This is true. Sadly, this is. Sadly, I was awkward. I was so awkward and terrified. I did have my first date for like prom with a girl. So I did have my first sort of girlfriend near
the. Did you do it out of pity or for money?
A pity, totally. Okay. It was near the end of my senior year. Okay. I went that long before I could ever get a date. And yes, I did get married. Okay. I did get married as a virgin. So, and well, yes, and I was an atheist all my young life. Boy, I blew the whole atheism thing.
You know, the kindness of woman always amazes me.
Their generosity is above all.
Yes. 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 I just don't, I don't have it.
So I got three for you.
Let's hear
them. These are, okay, first one, I don't know if you've ever seen a movie called The Hollywood Nights.
No, I've heard of, haven't seen it.
It's the best part of that movie is it's got, I think Michelle Pfeiffer's in like her first or second role.
Oh, wow.
In movies, and she is unbelievably beautiful in that movie. You turn that movie on, you're like, wow. You know, how. And then it's got Robert Wool and a whole bunch of cast of characters, Tony Danza, guys like that. So it's a pretty funny movie, too.
Michelle Pfeiffer, when she's that young, man, I'd never seen her. Wow, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. If you get a chance to see it, watch it, because she is beautiful. Oh, it also had the nanny in it, Fran Drescher, when she was
really
very young.
Oh, my gosh. How cool.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. All right, my second one, I'm sure it's on everybody's list, but I'm going to steal it. It's one of the ones I saw in the movie theater, American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
All right, everyone, get your pens out, scratch it off the list.
I know, I just did. Yeah. That was, oh, what a classic.
And then the third one is one of my favorite movies of all time, and that's The Cowboys with John Wayne and all the teen boys.
Well done.
I don't have that one.
That was a good movie. Trust me. That was a really good movie.
Okay. That is a great movie. One of John Wayne's last movies that he ever made before he passed, and what a terrific role he played in that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
And also, here's your reference. One of the oldest cowboy, Slim, was Robert Carradine. What teen movie was he in?
Geez, I don't know. Go ahead.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, my gosh, really? I don't remember him in that. But I don't remember the cast.
He was the kid with the glasses. Well, he was the one with the glasses.
Oh, man.
With the tape on the bridge of the nose.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a Carradine.
Wow.
Old school, Andy.
Funny movie, by the way.
Oh, you guys. Oh, yeah. Another. I probably stole that off of somebody's list.
That's okay. Our lists are very long. I got like 60 of them, so I'm good.
Jeez.
All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend.
You take care, John. That was good. That was a good list.
I'll make a note of a few of those.
Okay. Yeah, I got to do one that's kind of a classic really quick here. I've played it before. I'll play it again. Here we go. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion. It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
so he could steal the car. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is just a classic.
It's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Matthew Broderick had me rolling in that. Okay, Luke, you're up next.
All right. It's time to put on my beret and my circle rim glasses with my sweater vest with padded elbows.
Oh, my gosh. So what kind of elitist crap are you going to throw our way now?
I'm going to shove some Dead Poet Society down your throat.
Oh, that's on my list.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And also right up my alley.
It was an amazing movie.
Robin Williams, rest in peace.
It is, to this day, in my opinion, his finest movie.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not saying his finest performance. That would be, in my opinion, The Fisher King or Good Morning Vietnam, where he was basically just doing his act. But his best movie to me, yes, Dead Poets.
Yeah, I think it's definitely up there for me as well.
Okay, Tanner, you're next.
I personally like Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire, but
jeez. No, we're not doing the cross-dressing thing. What is the matter with you?
I mean, this might be teen, it might be more young adult, but Fight Club.
Okay, was that?
I feel like they were 20, but I don't know. It's right on that cusp.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I got another one.
If Richard was here, I think he'd shoot you down, so you're going to have to do another.
Okay, Sandlot.
Okay, Sandlot. Well, that's also maybe
is
been
that
on the
preteen?
Young side.
No, they're old enough, especially
they were all,
Benny.
No, they were like four.
They were infants running around in diapers.
They were infants. No, okay, you're right.
I'll give you
well,
Sandlot.
Some of them are younger, Sandlot. But like Benny, the main character, he had to have been like 15.
What about the age of Bad News Bears? Were they a little under or? I think they were a little under. Okay. Guys, we got to go with a classic here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And this is going to kind of be pieced up. Scary Movie.
I love the scare. All the scary movies
yes.
are awesome.
All right, here you go.
Last night, I saw a face.
Did it have a nose?
Yes.
That does sound like a face.
If only God had taken us instead of our daughter.
And knowing your Brenda like I did, I'd say she wishes the same thing. What are you waiting?
The phone rang.
Right, and then this voice said...
That you would die in 7 days.
Okay, that's getting...
Extremely annoying.
And you're still that little girl, just... A lot more corpsey and with really bad teeth. But
oh, they're so funny.
Oh my gosh. And that's a girl who looks like the girl from The Circle. Or
yes,
the ring. From The Ring. The Circle. That was actually a different horror movie. From The Ring. It was hilarious. Scary Movie. I laughed so much at her.
What's your favorite one?
I thought the first one. It was so fresh.
First one's good.
Yeah.
I like the first one a lot.
Luke, you're up.
Well, let's keep the horror movie / teen movie trend going with some Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yes.
It's a teen movie. The whole
He's
cast.
Not a teen, but
no,
they are.
All the characters are, yeah.
Well, let's face it. I mean, teens get cut up constantly.
It's like the go-to victim for horror movies.
I know. That's
teens alone in a cabin, preferably. That's not Nightmare on Elm Street.
They always go to a cabin, though. Teens always go to a cabin in the woods. That's why you had one actually literally called Cabin in the Woods.
Right. Which is
and,
my favorite.
I mean, they're so stupid. In these movies, hide behind the chainsaws.
If you're a teen listening to this show, don't go to cabins in the woods alone.
Yes,
or with friends. Just don't go to cabins in the woods.
Go with an adult.
Go with an adult.
Well, no,
make sure
I mean,
the adult's not a murderer.
If you're gonna go to a cabin in the woods, bring friends you don't like.
Bring friends you don't like and a gun.
Yes. Make sure that you are the last one standing because you will die. I mean, just so you know,
you're
going to a
it.
Cabin in the woods, we're going to get drunk, we're going to party, you're going to die.
That's
okay?
Recipe for a river monster grabbing you.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Don't let it happen to you.
All right, Tanner, you're up next.
I think we might all have this one, 17 again with Zac Efron.
Yeah. I feel like that's a bit too new school for Mr. Andy here.
No.
No?
No.
I loved that movie when it came out.
Zac Efron, by the way, is a funny guy.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people I don't see, you know, because he's just this great-looking guy. He can also sing and dance, and so people don't see that. The guy is funny.
Yeah.
Okay, up next is Christian. Christian, weigh in. Do you have some teen movies for us?
Yeah, how about Ready Player One?
Ooh,
I didn't
nicely
think of that one. That's a
done.
Good one.
Is that Spielberg, I thought? Yeah, okay.
Could be. How about I Am Number Four?
Oh, I got that one.
There you go.
You're ruining Tanner's list. Tanner yeah. only had a list that had one left on it.
Uh-oh. How about, was it Aragon? You see that one?
Aragon, yes. Yeah. Spelled with an E, by the way. That was good with the dragon. I enjoyed that one.
That was a good one.
Christian, really well done, man. Go. Three good ones.
I didn't have any of those, but now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I like those.
Yeah, but only cool people have those, like
That's
Christian.
True.
Thanks, Christian.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, tell you what. Let me... should I do another one? I'm just going to mention one here, and that is Warm Bodies. Did I take it off your list?
You did. I added it while we were going through lists. I'm sitting here going, Warm Bodies is a good one.
I
added
know.
It and then immediately crossed it off.
Warm Bodies is, I know it's a romantic zombie movie, and people, the second they hear zombie, yes, there are some semi, I guess, kind of scary parts. It is funny.
Really?
And it is really well done, and it's a really cute, cute romance. It's a chick flick. I'm not kidding. My wife absolutely adores that movie. How about you?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was genuinely surprised by it.
Yes. everybody who sees Warm Bodies, very few people I can get to see it, they all love it. Every single one. All right, you're up.
It's me. Well, speaking of Warm Bodies, Andy, I think you'll, yes. I think you'll get it. Thematically appropriate. Let's go with Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
But the one with, who is it? I forget the actor.
Yeah, which
they,
one?
Where they all have guns. It's Romeo and Juliet with guns. I watched it in high school. It's the entire, you know, telling of Romeo and Juliet, but they're all driving lowriders, and they all have, like, 1911s, oh. And it's hilarious. It's awesome. They all speak in, like, the traditional, like, old English, you know. It's a funny movie. It's very funny.
Okay. Well done.
Got
well
all the
done.
High school kids to actually pay attention to Romeo and Juliet.
That's cool.
Okay. Was it with Leonardo?
Yeah, Leonardo.
Okay,
DiCaprio.
Yeah, yeah. That yep. one was good. All right. I'm sticking with the Zac Efron movies, High School Musical. All
Boy,
of them.
You are completely hooked on Zac Efron.
He is infatuated.
Well, he does have a lot of posters of him in his office.
It explains the large cardboard cutout by his cubicle.
I mean, he has the only office here that didn't need paint. You know, and I think that's okay. Look, that's all right. Don't feel bad about it, having that many Zac Efron, you know, posters.
I got his wallpaper.
And I still respect you guys' wallpaper.
Yeah, like it's Christmas like, wrapping paper.
No.
Oh, this is so sad. Okay, on that note, Denver IT Security hackers want to put you out of business. They can do a lot of damage before you are even aware. Get protected now. Call John Cannata at 720-593-6688.
This may not surprise you, but there are some bad people in this world. Some have devoted their careers to doing nothing but stealing money and information from businesses. And they do it so well. During the COVID lockdowns, they found it was much easier to steal from businesses by targeting employees working from home, knowing that most home networks are not secure. Since then, they've doubled their attacks on people working from home, coffee shops, hotels, airports, airplanes, and anywhere else they can find people working from an unprotected network. If your business has remote workers, it's an easy target for hackers. Denver IT Security can stop these bad actors before they destroy your business. As a special offer to KLZ listeners, for a limited time, Denver IT Security is offering a free cybersecurity assessment to qualified businesses. To see if your company qualifies, call 720-593-6688 or visit klzradio.com/security.
Premier Home Remodel, when you remodel a room or several rooms, you don't want to juggle several contractors. It's a scheduling mess, and the final results, well, they can look pieced together. For one-stop shopping where you choose and arrange everything up front, call Premier Home Remodel at 720-619-8773.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home. Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
High Five Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. High Five can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-5 or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I call High Five for this. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Luke, along with Tanner. And we are doing teen movies here this hour. I'm going to do one that I know I'm the only one who has seen. I don't care. It is Anna and the Apocalypse. And it's a zombie musical where they fight zombies. And it's a pretty funny movie. And in this scene, you got a guy who is a real moron, but he's a popular guy at school. And since the zombie apocalypse has got everybody turning into zombies and the entire world has gone down, he is really getting into fighting them and killing them. Here we go.
What do I say?
That's the movie! Destroy the brain!
Life is a big game. When it's over, you're done for. I'm taking my aim for the maximum high score. Only the toughest will survive in this arcade.
He's nice. Out there with his bat. He's got a group of guys behind him who are even dumber than he is. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed Anna and the Apocalypse. Luke, you're up next.
Oh, I'll go with a good classic. One of my favorite movies, just, you know, from my childhood, The Goonies.
Oh, yeah. Great one.
That wasn't preteen?
No, they're all 14, 15 years old.
Okay.
The
all
actors
right.
were, at least.
The actors
were.
You know, a lot of these teen movies, the actors are like 40 or 50.
Yeah.
They act like teenagers.
Was it like Zac Efron in High School Musical is like 35 or something? It's
yeah, but he doesn't age.
No, he doesn't. But yeah, the kids in The Goonies are all like 13, 14, 15.
Okay, yeah. Very cool. Well done. And up next is Tanner.
I wish I had another Zac Efron movie.
You
he,
don't?
He's
my gosh.
35 right now, which is crazy. What did I want to say?
I know you're out.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
I like the
Great
Outsiders.
Book and movie.
I like the book a bit more, I'll be honest, but the
Definitely.
Movie was good.
I like the pop-up book. It was pretty good. It really kept me going, and I was very excited by it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I barely made it through it. That was one of the hardest 2 minutes of my life. It was not good. Okay, up next is Soren. Soren, what do you got for us this week? Teen movies.
I got one movie, and it's Hoosiers.
Yes! One of my favorite... Yeah, it was a high school movie, high school basketball starring Gene Hackman. One of my favorite all-time movies. Soren, well done, sir.
Well, thank you.
You
this
had...
week, I only had one movie.
That's okay. Usually you got five or six this time, you know.
You're saving our list.
You're saving yourself for next week. We'll see you then, sir.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay.
You bet.
You too.
Okay, up next is me. Let's see here. How about 10 Things I Hate About You?
That's a teen movie.
Yes. They're in high school. And here's the dad. He's a gynecologist talking to his daughter who wants to go to the dance.
What's her view? Cat? Not interested. Me? Dying to go.
Do you know what happens at proms?
Yes, Daddy, we'll dance, we'll kiss, we'll come home. It's not quite the crisis situation you imagine.
Kissing, huh? That's what you think happens? Got news for you. Kissing isn't what keeps me up to my elbows in placenta all day long.
Can we for 2 seconds ignore the fact that you're severely unhinged and discuss my need for a night of teenage normalcy?
What's normal? Those damn Dawson's River kids sleeping in each other's beds and whatnot?
Daddy, that is so not...
Got news for you. I'm down. I've got the 411, and you are not going out and getting jiggy with some boy. I don't care how dope his ride is.
Listen to him.
My mama didn't raise no fool.
Dad tried to relate.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is a funny movie. 10 Things I Hate About You is really, really funny. So I recommend it to anyone. If you haven't seen it, that's one to see. Okay, Luke, you're up next.
Another funny movie, different kind of humor, but okay. Still funny. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes! That's on my list.
Yeah.
Vote for Pedro.
Yeah. It's my Todd's.
That's I love great. That movie. He is funny.
He's good.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Still funny. Like
in high school, we had this air band thing, and we did a whole air band performance one year around the Vote for Pedro, which was pretty fun. Nice.
Was it pretty cool?
It was hilarious. We won that year because of it.
Hey, way to go, man. Yeah. Way to
I
go.
I didn't do anything. You know, I kind of looked like him back then.
Was this back when you were horribly violent and, you know, beating up children and all this kind of stuff who were in the class below you?
Yeah, you know. Went to a private school, so they allowed it.
I just cannot believe that Tanner was the bad boy who the girls threw themselves at.
I can't believe it either.
I mean, that's really, wow.
I mean,
you learn something new every day.
I mean, the girls threw other people at me, but not
here,
themselves.
Take this one.
Yeah, the girls threw hard objects at me.
Yeah, well, you know.
Small batteries.
That's very good, very good. Okay, Tanner, you're up next. Go.
All right, this one's a classic. I mean, it's somewhat new, but Woody Harrelson, The Edge of 17.
That one I don't know.
Oh, it's great. He's like a school counselor or a teacher and helps this girl through navigating high school, maybe depression, anxiety, but his role as her like kind of therapist or like mentor is hilarious. I mean, he's hilarious in general, but.
Okay. Well, I love Woody Harrelson. I may have to see that one. All right. Thanks. Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to go rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
And we're going to go bam, 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 bam. And these are all good movies you're going to want to see.
You're going to want to watch all of them.
All right. Up next is Roof Savers. With all the recent hail, it's time to get your roof checked for damage or just wear and tear. Whether getting your roof fixed or revived, call Dave Hart at Roof Savers, 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Summer hailstorms have returned with a bang, leaving roofs across the Front Range in need of repair or replacement. You need to know what options will be best for your home.
Here at Roof Savers Colorado, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners maintain their roofs through hail or shine. We work with any insurance company to get your damaged roof the replacement it needs. However, if you are looking to get more life out of your current roof, we also offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs.
With over 20 plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your situation and through every season. If you think your roof has been a victim of hail, contact us to set up your free inspection and receive an honest evaluation about the condition of your roof.
Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to keep a durable roof over your head.
Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You've worked hard for your house, so if you're 62 or older, make that house work for you with a reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce at rushtoreason.com.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Okay, chess is up next. Only you should control the curriculum your child receives. And chess, that's Colorado Heritage Education School System. They can help you every step of the way. Visit coloradoheritage.org to schedule a meeting with the principal. Chess, it's the right move.
With the school year coming to a close, you're concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your student's education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. Chess offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
Your Quiet Cool whole house fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for Quiet Cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a Quiet Cool whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a Quiet Cool whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
This isn't Rage Radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Luke Cashman, Tanner Coleman. Gentlemen, are you ready for some rapid fire? Are you man enough for this?
I'm always man enough.
Are you man enough, Tanner?
I'm still thinking about Mrs. Doubtfire.
Tanner, just think constantly, what would Zac Efron do?
What Take would his Zac shirt off.
Okay, we're all not going to do that. And, you know, because I'm just not up for taking my shirt off. I'm a 60-year-old man. It's not a good thing. Okay, here we go. Going fast, fast, fast. How about Back to the Future for going fast?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, how fast exactly?
88 miles an hour, exactly. And Michael J. Fox, oh my gosh, was he fantastic in that movie. He was hilarious.
He Loved was a good
him.
One.
Okay, Luke, you're next.
Harry Potter.
Yep.
Ooh, Harry Potter.
Which one? All of them?
Yeah. Just about
all
of them.
Well, they didn't start as teenagers.
No, I mean, they started as close. They started at like 12 years old.
Yeah, like 12-ish.
And then every movie thereafter, they're, you know, well into their teens.
Well done. Go ahead, Tanner.
All right. Zac Efron. there's some freshmen, sophomores in college, so they're technically teenagers, but Neighbors with Seth Rogen as well.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. There you go. Really quick here, Charlie weighed in with one. Pitch Perfect, which is right off my list. Well done, Charlie. Boy, that was a funny movie. Great singing, too. I got to go back in time. We're going to go Clueless.
Clueless?
Mm. Oh, yes. It's a classic, trust me. And you're next.
There you go. Let's go. Let's continue with the fantasy high school theme. Percy Jackson.
Oh,
ooh,
and the
yes.
Lightning Thief?
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
That was
Thief.
A great movie.
Was there one in the Olympians?
Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, and now there's a remake coming out here soon.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Okay.
I always liked those because he had dyslexia, and so do I.
Tanner, you're next.
Back to Zac Efron, Hairspray.
Cannot get
and John Travolta.
Of Zac Efron.
Dude, this is getting sad. Okay, musical, yes. How about this one, Young Guns?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's good. It's really good. It goes back a ways. Luke, you're next.
Super Bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Super funny.
Very funny.
Yes. Okay. Sky High.
Sky High. You took it off my list. How dare you?
Sky High's good.
Have you guys seen Easy A?
Yes.
Emma Stone. I've seen it.
Emma Stone, who, by the way, I love.
She's funny.
She's wonderful. Luke, you're next.
Let's go with another Michael Cera movie, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh yes. What a classic.
Talk about style, too.
I know. Michael Cera, by the way, is just, I love
him. He's funny. Yeah.
He's funny. Okay, Tanner, you're up.
Project X.
Ooh, Project X. Which one's that now?
Where the kid has a ginormous party and gets like 20 felonies against him. It's a true story, too.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. Okay, how about The Hunger Games?
Oh.
Hunger Games, come on, she was a teen, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Luke, you're next.
Let's ride the young adult line and go with Divergent.
Ooh, very well done. Thank you, very well done. Tanner, you're up.
I was the only person in this fully packed theater with all women except me that cried in The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, my gosh, you are pathetic. Go back to Zac Efron. And up next is Footloose.
Ooh.
Classic.
Yeah.
Total Rebellion. Go ahead, Luke. You're next.
You go.
Faster.
Favorite, Chronicles of Narnia.
Ooh, ooh, nicely done. Okay, Tanner, go.
She's the Man.
She's the Man. That was a funny one. I am up next. I'm going to go with Heathers. That was a good one. Okay, you're next.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Classic, classic. Tanner, you're next.
21 and 22 Jump Street.
Okay, how about a serious one, October Sky?
Okay.
That was a teen one. Okay, Luke, you're next.
Donnie Darko. The beret is back on.
Nicely done. Tanner, go.
American Pie.
Oh, yes. No, wait a minute. Wasn't that taken? No, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
You're right. How about Mean Girls?
Oh, classic.
Yes. Luke,
there
you're up.
You go. Holes.
Oh, Holes.
Good one.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Luke. Tanner, sorry.
Snow Day.
How about this one, The Little Mermaid? That is a teen movie.
I guess you're right.
Yes, it is.
Well, if we're doing Disney teen movies, let's go with Tangled.
Oh, my gosh. That was actually one of mine coming up. Okay, Tanner, you're next.
The Princess Diaries.
The Princess Diaries. How about Dirty Dancing?
Oh.
Classic. Luke, you're next. Go.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday is a funny movie. If you haven't seen it, please do. Tanner, go.
John Tucker Must Die.
Oh, nicely done.
One.
Okay, got to get classic here. Pretty in Pink.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Luke, go.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yep.
Okay, Tanner, go.
Spy Kids.
Oh, I love Spy Kids.
Okay, she's...
Mom gave me that recommendation.
Andy's up. She's All That. It's a good one, trust me. Freddie Prinze Jr., go.
The Karate Kid.
Oh,
classic.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tanner, go.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Okay, classic. And here's one that's recent. Lady Bird. Trust me, wonderful acting. You are next.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nicely done. Go ahead.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Okay, how about this one? 16 Candles.
Oh,
classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do a few really quick because we don't have time. Can't Buy Me Love. Bring It On. Juno. Say Anything. Better Off Dead. What a Girl Wants. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Never Been Kissed. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I think that was mentioned earlier. And X-Men First Class.
There you go.
And that is it. Thank you guys for staying with me. Great job. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you, Luke. And hour one is up next with hour two at 6 o'clock, folks. That's it for today. John's back on Monday, so you waited. You will be rewarded. Until then, drive safe. God bless. And thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.